Hello everyone, and welcome to my review of American Idiot. This blistering rock musical, adapted from the concept album of the same name by Green Day, with a book by Billy Joe Armstrong and Michael Mayer, punches you between the eyes from the start and doesn't let up over the next 90 minutes of controlled mayhem. It really is quite unlike the usual West End fare, with its pounding score of post-punk anthems and an uncompromising and often compelling story of youthful angst. It's set in a depressed post-9/11 USA, where three disaffected young men go in search of a better life, and indeed in search of themselves. Tunney, played by Alexis Gerrard, is seduced by Bush's war on terror rhetoric and enlists in the military. Will, played by Steve Rushton, is saddled with a young child and the prospect of boring domesticity. And the life of Johnny, played by Aaron Sidwell, becomes consumed by drug abuse. Indeed, prospects are bleak for all of them, and there's little the women caught in their orbit can do to salvage the situation. Among them, former X Factor finalist Amelia Lilly as Johnny's love interest, who shows she has a fine voice but actually feels a little underused. And while the soundtrack of excellent songs grabbed me from the frantic opening title number and held me firm, it took longer for me to engage with these characters on an emotional level, and it was a little way in before I began to feel any sympathy for their plight. But once that engagement came, American Idiot proved itself to be an electrifying piece of theatre. Standout performances are Aaron Sidwell as the chemically ravaged Johnny and Lucas Rush as St. Jimmy, Johnny's alter ego and the man supplying the drugs that look like they're going to destroy him. One great song follows another, played by an excellent band, pounding home the message of frustration. But there are moments of real poignancy here, the three leads performing the haunting Wake Me Up When September Comes being one of them. And the finale, featuring the whole company on the song Good Riddance, is one of those hairs on the back of the neck moments. American Idiot continues at the Arts Theatre until the 27th of September. Thank you for listening. Keep checking back at the website for all my theatre reviews.